The technology is called video CDs, and a normal CD-sized video will hold about 74 minutes worth of video. In Queensland, the TAFE system is collaborating with the National Automotive Industry Training Board and a local company, Digital Video Productions, to investigate a $2 million initiative for delivering training via multimedia technology. Paul Fraser is the Director of Marketing for Digital Video Productions.
If we think about audio CDs as being music that's been digitized, is laid down and placed on a compact disc, the next logical extension was to try and get video on. And that's now technically possible, to put 74 minutes of video onto a compact disc. High quality images, and more importantly, the sorts of access that you expect from a CD. I can jump to different sections of the video immediately. I can have an index that I call up. And I do this by simply hooking the next generation of CD player up to my home television set.
Now, this is where the differences come in between what people would normally think of as their video recorder at home with a videotape and video CDs.
That's correct. Video CD is essentially a playback mechanism. So it's good for delivering information at this point in time, and we may well see it move to be something we can record on in the future. But we've just recently got to the stage where we can put high-quality video onto CD, and we get the benefits of digital quality, immediate access, the cheap cost of distribution, the robustness of the media, those sorts of benefits that come as they do for audio CDs.
Now, how common are these CD players that will play video CDs?
Right now, they're rarer than the proverbial hen's teeth. They've been announced in a number of European countries and in the US, and they've been a runaway success. And that's created problems in terms of supply of the components, which has meant that the rollout to other countries around the world has been held back, and Australia is at a disadvantage at that point. However, it's a bit of a chicken and egg question. Do I want the video CD player before I have the things to watch on it? And TAFE have taken the view that says we need to start developing content now in anticipation of the arrival of the technology, a position not dissimilar to the Prime Minister's last Tuesday.
Now, one of the things about video CDs is I understand that many of them can be played on CD-ROMs in personal computers.
That's correct. Once you have the information in a digital form, then you really have a number of options as to how you can deliver it. You can put it into a video CD player, and there'll be a number of brands competing in the marketplace as a consumer electronics product. You can put it into a number of the games machines, the Amiga 32-bit type machines, the 3DO players, etc. You can also take that same CD and place it in a suitably equipped PC with a CD-ROM drive with speakers so that you can hear it, and an adapter card, watch that there. But most excitingly, you can take that digital content and ultimately ship it down the phone line as the content of the so-called information superhighway. It gives us a delivery platform today for content for the future.
Now, to a certain extent, we've just been talking about, you know, people sitting down in front of this sort of thing and it coming up on a screen, whether it's a PC screen or a TV screen, and the people watching it. How do we get to interact with it?
When we talk about interaction on a television set, the sorts of controls that come with a video CD player, for example, look very similar to the controls on a television set. In fact, I dare say they're significantly simpler than many. However, there's one significant difference, and that's a little joystick, something that your thumb rests on, and as you move that joystick left and right, so too a cursor moves across the screen, a little pointer. So that allows you to pick from a list of subjects, for example, in a menu, to make decisions, to answer questions, and to interact with the content. It looks very similar to a PC, but I think many of us would agree that user-friendliness in PCs is nothing like the simplicity of use that we see in televisions.
And part of this is because people have grown up with televisions and are used to using televisions, whereas PCs are something that you've actually got to sit down and turn on and set up and all the rest of it.
I was reading some fairly disturbing statistics a little while ago that said almost 50% of the CD-ROMs sold, that is the PC CD-ROMs sold in the United States, go back to the vendor because the complexity of installing that is beyond the means of the average consumer. So we still have a long way to go in some respects.
Mm, and of course a lot of the CD-ROM material is, they've got built-in setting up.
And that's clearly going to be the answer to get ahead of that sort of problem.
Mm. So what's the long-term future of supplying educative material via video CDs?
Well, I see video CD as simply being a cost-effective delivery mechanism today. It will have a role in the future, but it will blend with other delivery mechanisms, PCs, the superhighway, potentially internet. So they will all blend. Some will be more appropriate than others in different locations. If the superhighway hasn't made it to parts of regional Australia, then physical distribution on a disc may be very attractive.
The Prime Minister's Creative Nation statement basically promised $84 million to developing these sorts of technologies. Is that significant money?
It would be churlish of me to say it's not significant. It's a significant policy decision, it's a significant direction, and it will allow Australia to focus on the opportunities provided by this sort of technology and to question how they can use it. In the world scheme, it's a step, but it's not a big step. There was a gentleman at a US conference last week who took the podium and said, "I'm here to go shopping. I've got $200 million and I'm looking for content." And that was for interactive television, primarily focused on entertainment. I think we have some real opportunities in Australia to tackle the relevant niche markets, education, health, and to take content from Australia to a world market. And there the Prime Minister's actions will be a significant benefit.